We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This hour is brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Bank with power at Lakeside Bank. Lakeside Bank, it's about time.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Sideline reporter for Bears Radio, WBBM.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Parkinson Spiegel on 670 The Score.
He's in studio, folks. He was on the sidelines. You were at a football game. I'm so jealous.
It felt good.
It must have felt great.
Even watching the warm-ups and seeing Patrick Mahomes close-up, saying hello. I did say hello to Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy, his usual chipper, upbeat. How you doing, Mark? Good to see you. You know, that kind of thing with Matt Nagy. So, no, it was very good to get back to covering and watching football. And this is the first time, guys, in two full seasons, that we have been allowed into the locker room after the game.
Wow.
So it's the access is there. It is real. We are back.
That's good. That's one of those things we worried might not come back in full after the pandemic, but here we are. We played some of your one-on-one with Justin Fields on the flagship. After the game,
yes.
We played some earlier. It was terrific, and you and he obviously have a rapport. How often does that happen, or will that happen, or did that happen?
Well, that
you guys
was,
get a one-on-one after the game.
That's the first time I have spoken to him one-on-one on microphone. I have seen him out a couple of times at Bears events and shook his hand and said hello, but never a meaningful conversation like that. So that was the first time I got to sit down and actually talk to him one-on-one. It will happen after each and every Bears game.
That's awesome.
The next two preseason games, it will not happen because I'm not traveling for the preseason, but once the regular season starts, I will be traveling for all the games. So the first interview with Justin Fields will always be with me after the game on WBBM before he goes and speaks to the media at large.
That's cool.
It's very cool. And I did that with Mitch Trubisky as well, but obviously we've had 2 years off where I did zero locker room work. And, you know, that was one of those things I wondered, will we still have access to the quarterback right away? And the Bears were very good about it. So that will be something that will continue, and I'll look forward to getting to know Justin Fields a lot better and talk about everything that goes down in every single game this year with the Bears.
That is great.
Yeah.
That's great. The first string offense, obviously, no points, 3 drives, 18 plays, a couple of good moments, few bad moments. No points is going to be the ultimate takeaway. You got a chance to speak to Luke Getsy today. How did he assess the performance? A
couple of cuts from Luke Getsy, and the first one is the play on which the play that everybody saw that scared the hell out of everybody and got everybody really angry. The play where he had the poor slide and then the hit to the shoulder, the hit that everybody on the Bears sideline, I can tell you close up and personal, wanted that to be a flag. But Getsy was talking about the stuff before it got to him ejecting the pocket and running, and that was not Justin Fields' greatest moment.
He vacated too quickly. You know, he skipped number two in the progression. He kind of went left, right, and then they took away number one. So that was a great job by him of getting back. But then I think he got out of there a little too quick, and you know, that was the one play, honestly, that I wish we had back for him. And the other guys each had one or two that were the same thing, where we just kind of all – where we haven't done that in the last couple weeks here, out here. But the flow of the game, it speeds everything up a little bit. So I love the decision to slide, obviously. But, yeah, he had a chance to maybe hang in there just a tick longer. Pocket presence is not a easy thing to teach, but he's got the toughness and the guts to do it. So like that's the, you know, when you're evaluating quarterbacks, that's one of the first things I'm looking for, is does somebody have the willingness to stand in there, make a throw with their feet in the ground and get smacked in the jaw. So, and he definitely has that.
Hit on that play. He said that he thought it should have been a flag. He said that he's not getting those calls because he's only in his second year. Is that true, or was there?
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I mean, geez, Louise, I have way more to worry about than that. Hopefully, he gets the call right. I mean, I don't know, but whether it was or whether it wasn't, I love the way he responded after that play. He didn't let the last play affect the next play, which was something that we've been working really hard on from spring. I think whenever he threw an interception or something this spring, the next play was bad too. So that was great to see him kind of, he didn't have that show up at all in this game, so that was good.
Man, it's, you know, hopefully he gained something in experience and wisdom and reps and stuff like that last year. But this is a rookie kind of experience this season with a coach he likes and feels connected to and trusts, and he's playing and he's getting all the reps as he should. And it's a new system and trying to do everything. You know, that sounded good. It sounded like teaching and like kind of the tough love part of teaching, and he better listen to it.
I'll tell you what, like in listening to that cut again, I think that's huge what he said, what Luke Getsy said at the very end about how on the next play during the spring, if he makes a bad play, Luke Getsy just admitted that he would have a bad next play as well, that Justin Fields would stack bad plays because he was thinking about it previously. So him saying that that was an issue and then it getting better now, that's like real progress that we can all see and understand.
How is Fields at practice today?
He was pretty good. Yeah. I mean, he had one, I think probably the best play that I've seen him make so far in camp. It was at the far end of the field and probably about a 25-yard pass up the middle to Daz Newsome, where it was in heavy traffic. Like I said, where we were, it was hard to really tell all the coverages that were going on, but it was one of those balls that looked like it had to, there was only one place to put it, and it also had to have an extreme amount of velocity. So it was all of Justin Fields' skills coming together as one, because he had to get out of the pocket a little bit too, and then he flings it with that velocity, gets it through the secondary. So it was a nice play. The reason that it gets more difficult to say how good he was today in practice is here they were again, no pads today. So you go from these padded practices to a game to the kind of letdown and the different feel when there's no live tackling or real hitting going on. But I would say he had an okay practice today on the
opener. And I mean, the quick turnaround, right? So there's no padded practice between now and Thursday,
is correct. One practice tomorrow. They'll do a walkthrough on Wednesday, and then they're out of here. So for the Thursday night game against Seattle.
Okay, so who was back before we get to the other cuts here? Because it was 21 guys, right, that were not able to play through some form of injury. I believe that's the correct number. But whatever the number was, it was a ton of players, and now a bunch came back. So where are the Bears at health-wise?
I think the key guys that were back, they're in much better shape health-wise. Kyler Gordon was back out there today. That was a big one. Cole Kmet was back on the field. I did not see Byron Pringle out there, so he is still out with a slew of receivers.
Valus Jones was
out there. Yes, Valus Jones was out there. And he was talking today. So that,
all right. Well,
that,
so let's hear from Kyler Gordon and Valus
Jones. All right,
Jones.
Let's hear Kyler Gordon talking about how he is going to be used throughout this season and in this game, hopefully.
Where are you going to be playing? It seems like you're all over the place.
I'm probably all over the place. I just do a good job of, like, looking at the whole play and just thinking of both assignments, and then I'll see the formation and be like, all right, if I'm here, this is what I do. If I'm here, this is what I do. And then, you know, depending on, like, different team periods, I'll lock in on, like, say, the nickel. I'll be conscious of both, but then I'll, like, have, like, eyes of the nickel. And then, like, the different period, I'll have eyes of the corner. And that's just how I really go about it.
Hmm. I mean, the guy's going to matter a lot. Like, if they get Kyler Gordon to be like Jalen Johnson last year, that's a huge win.
Here's my dream, Danny. Right now, I feel good enough about Jaquan Brisker that I don't freak out about George Pickens. Okay? I would like to feel that good about Kyler Gordon. If we can feel that good about both those guys, that I'm not just sitting there freaking out about George Pickens, then that, you know what I mean? Like Kyler Gordon needs to be very, very good. Needs to be starter caliber.
It's all about health with him, because anytime that I've seen him on the field or participating and playing, he has played well. And he looks like he knows what he's doing. And he sounds good when he talks about it. So he seems like he's the real deal, but he's just got to stay healthy. That seems like the number one thing with him at this point.
But he says he's ready.
Says he's hoping that he thinks he's probably going to play on Thursday night. We'll see.
And Washington kid, right?
So Washington kid.
Nice story if he makes his preseason debut against Seattle.
Yeah, and somebody asked him straight up about his foot injury. He knows the company line. He's not supposed to say anything about it. But what he did say was that he's okay and he's very comfortable and he doesn't think that this is going to be some sort of issue that he deals with for the entire season.
Okay, great.
No, that's what he's saying.
Context clues. It's great. I love, Velus Jones was asked about his injury and he said, you got to talk to coach about that, right?
Exactly.
Okay, I'll talk to coach. Oh, wait, coach has to talk to you. All right, let me go back to coach. Let me go back to you.
Yeah, and you could tell, like, he was on the sidelines, obviously, and I was keeping an eye on him, and it did drive him crazy, Kyler Gordon, that he had to miss that first preseason game.
I would just say, like, I was just itching to go out and be out there. It just looked so fun, honestly. I'm like, oh, like, I wish I was playing right now. Like, you know, just waiting to go out there. So it was just cool to, like, saw the players out there, the people that I know, people I used to watch when I was in college and middle school, and just be like, damn, like, I'm here. Like, it's, you know, like, it's time. You know, I'm ready to, like, to do this stuff. So, like, it's exciting.
How much were you thinking you wanted to be out there when Patrick Mahomes...
Every play, I just want to, like, I'm ready to compete. Like, I want to be the dude, you know, the obstacle for him, you know, like, and stuff like that. So,
good.
It's fun.
Good.
It's what you want to hear, and it seemed genuine coming from him as well. He seems like he's one of those guys who loves football.
Man, Mahomes is like, the dream is on display, even just for one drive.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Like, Mahomes has that moment, 3rd and 11, and he has a clean pocket, but then he has to step up, and he does. Great ad lib, great little pass over the middle, and then the scheme by Andy Reid with Blake Bell and the touchdown. It's like, oh yeah, that's it. That's what it looks like over there.
6 for 7, right down the field. Just took a hit, not a problem. Delivered it on the money. No Tyreek Hill. Multiple receivers have turned over. Just fine.
Enjoy the rest of the day, everybody.
Yeah. And he even said after the game, he's like, yeah, I took a hit that was a little bit bigger than I wanted to for a preseason game. That's their little issue. That on the one pass, he took one hit that was a little too big.
Didn't the whole first drive just feel like, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, that's what they do.
About right. Well,
three and out, and then drive right down the field.
Well, right. That this is the Bears, and yes, this is the Chiefs. And yes, this is, yes, this is where
are.
This is exactly where we are.
Mm-hmm. I like it better when we played against their backups.
What are you doing, Andy?
Against the backups, the Bears looked kind of good.
I felt a lot better.
Well, there'll be no Russell Wilson in Seattle, so there won't be.
There you go.
Yeah.
Backups from the get-go.
Right, exactly.
Well, no, they're starters now, right?
Yeah.
Good point.
Are they starting Drew Lock or Geno Smith?
I think probably Drew Lock. Okay. But yeah, the buffet is not very good.
Yeah, they're both backups. okay, so offensive line shuffling.
Yes.
Braxton Jones leaves with the starters, but Riley Reiff didn't play at all, and now Tevin Jenkins is getting snaps at right guard. What does it mean?
Did he get any tackle snaps today, or was it all guard snaps?
He was all guard, as far as I saw.
All guard.
Yeah, what we saw was There he is on the Peterman line. He started working third string. Yeah, like
Mr. Peterman.
It is the Peterman line, playing right guard, and then that seemed to go well. You have earned your way to the Trevor Siemian line. So he was playing right guard for them. Never played. I should make this distinction. He never played right guard with the first unit today. So they were giving it a try. Luke Getsy said probably about 10 seconds worth of basically saying, I had a lot of things to watch, so I didn't get a chance to watch Tevin Jenkins playing right guard. The only person that commented that I thought was interesting in regards to Tevin Jenkins playing right guard was Trevor Siemian, the Bears backup quarterback.
Good. I mean, he's a smart guy, so you know, he's telling that he can move inside and didn't miss a beat. So yeah, ultra talented. But yeah, it's not easy moving positions like that. So it'll be fun to see him if that is, you know, if he does move around.
Normally expect more hiccups for a guy moving from tackle to guard?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a little different deal, different sets, different angles. Everything's different. You're playing in a tighter space. So can't give you a full breakdown on one day without pads, but that's about it.
Yeah, reasonable. But it's notable that he hadn't been getting guard reps, and then they played a game, and he got guard reps, right? That's the news. Not that Trevor Siemian's going to be able to give us an evaluation of how he did or did not do without pads,
yeah.
But right, he had been getting, when he got reps, it was exclusively
at right tackle.
And now when Schofield gets abused and they've got questions at right guard, the guy gets moved inside.
I don't know if that's exactly causal, though. I don't know if it's because Michael Schofield gives up the sack and we all see it and it's right there and bright and shiny for all of us. So we assume it's that, but I don't think Michael Schofield has lost his job at right guard because of that.
But this is what happens to tackle draftees when the bosses don't believe in you as a tackle. Not calling him a bust.
Absolutely.
It's just he's in this moment. This has been floated as an idea since the spring.
Right. That's what it means, Spiegel. You're right. They don't think he's a tackle.
They don't think he's a tackle. So let's see if there's utility at guard. They got other guys who they drafted they probably like more, but this is very much operation. Can he help us anywhere?
Right. Now let's see. That'll be a huge part. I mean, relative to a preseason game, how will Tevin Jenkins be used on Thursday? He got a decent amount of playing time at tackle in the game the other day against Kansas City. Let's see. Let's see if they throw him in there at guard in the second half.
It is totally still on the table for me that he ends up getting cut. You know, I don't know that he's going to, but the way these numbers are starting to look, if he doesn't impress them at guard with at least the versatility as an option for them, I could absolutely still see that as a possibility.
Depending on how bad it gets, sure, it's always a possibility. I still would think that a team would be willing to trade you a seventh round pick for a guy
maybe
who was a top 50 pick last year. You know, I still would think someone, instead of dealing with waivers, would say, no, I'll just take him.
I'll go back, though, to what I've said before with you guys about volume means something with offensive line, especially at the beginning of seasons, especially with this team, because no matter how we think it all looks, and it's like, okay, they got it. The Braxton Jones is your left tackle. Riley Reiff will eventually play right tackle once he's healthy and ready to go and all that kind of stuff. We still don't know if that's going to look right. Braxton Jones might be a train wreck as a starting left tackle. I don't think that will be the case, but it's possible. So I think that you have to prepare for all possibilities still, and that includes keeping Tevin Jenkins on this roster. Maybe he'll get traded in the middle of the season or down. It sounds weird considering how little they seem to think of him, but I think they still need him.
What's the deal with Lucas Patrick? Do we have any idea when he's coming back? Because that's a big factor in terms of Rustifer and Mustafa.
Yeah, Rustifer and Mustafa. We were told that he could still be back for the first regular season game, to note that he would be back the week before. So that's, I guess, what they're aiming for, the end of the preseason, and hopefully be ready for the first game. But everything has been sort of left very ambiguous.
We loved when we got to talk to Velus Jones. He did not practice leading up to this game, but he was back today. You guys got to speak to him.
What do you say? Valus Jones. The question that he was asked, because like Kyler Gordon, he has practiced intermittently throughout the training camp so far this year because of his injury. And we wondered, does that put pressure on you to perform when you're healthy because you're a rookie and a lot's expected of you?
No. Nah, I'm a big believer Jesus Christ, and I know everything happens for a reason. He don't make no mistakes. And as long as I know my life is in his hands and I do all I can do, I'm perfectly fine. I just know when I'm on the side, you know, I'm always by the QBs and stuff, getting mental reps, seeing what play this was, just, you know, visualizing like myself making a block or catch. And so that's, I feel like mental reps are really important, especially when you're off to the side. But no, no feel no pressure at all. I know what I can do, and I know the reason I'm here.
It's a confident man.
Always, I mean, that's what struck me the first time we talked to him. Super confident. They need him, and they need his speed. You think he's the punt returner?
I do.
You do?
I do think that they're preparing him.
So he's going to be like
special teams role.
He's gonna be the jet sweep guy.
Yeah,
gonna be the jet sweep diversion guy.
Right.
He will occasionally line up in the backfield, like. Traditionally,
I think so. The way they're talking,
and he will run routes traditionally as well, primarily from the slot.
That's what they're planning for him to be.
That's
their,
a lot
their,
for a rookie.
And because of the time that he's missed, I don't think we're going to see the lights, camera, action the way that you just
Well, remember, he said that he was healthy as a baby horse. Right,
oh, that's right.
that he's never been hurt playing football.
Never
so.
Tell you guys about the time I saw a horse get born.
you did.
Okay, good.
Thankfully, we're out of time.
Was it gross?
It was really gross. It was very messy. But man, did that horse get born.
30 seconds or less. Any Bears nuggets?
I got one for you here of things that we haven't discussed here. So, the field stuff.
Bad field.
The most ironic statement, maybe it's not irony. We'll have to ask Dan Bernstein if it's irony. But Cairo Santos, before the game, told me the field looks much better.
Really?
Than it did on. It doesn't mean it looked good. It was still bad. But that tells you what it was like for the Family Fest practice. That you guys saw the pictures and how bad it was. And he said it was much better than what it was. So, got a long way to go.
Long way to go. Grody, thanks as always for coming in studio. Good stuff, man.
Pleasure, guys.
Moby Ditka will be a big part of this station and this show's Bears coverage throughout the year. Thank you to Grody and Steve Stone for our guests today. We didn't get, what's his name?
St. Omni.
We didn't get St. Omni.
We'll find him.
Oh, the $100 stays with us. Thank you to Ray Diaz and Adam Studzinski and Connor O'Donnell. Fantastic work across the board. Cubs baseball coming up next. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
But I'm healthier as a, like a baby horse.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.